I think that particularly for Miranda, after his experience in the United States, because he participated directly in the War of Independence in the United States, and he spent quite a lot of time there. He was in the Battle of Pensacola, but then he moved to New York for a while. He was very imbued in this whole notion of creating new sovereignty about the rights of people from the Americas, in contrast to their European empires that had dominated them. So a lot of the ideas of the American Revolution are going to resonate very, very strongly with Miranda. But then, of course, Miranda is going to also participate in the French Revolution. So he will then have even more, not necessarily radical, but yes, radical ideas of equality and fraternity. But let's also not forget that Miranda was a slave owner. He bought slaves when he was in the United States. So he also sympathized very much with the idea that American colonists, European descendant colonies, had the right over the creation of new political organizations where institutions such as slavery could remain.